Pashas Chukas. First pasuk starts off, Vayedabru Hashem al Moshe v'Yalaron Lemor, Zois Chukas HaTorah. This is the laws of the Torah, Asher Tzivu Hashem Lemor, that Dabru B'nei Yisroel v'yikhu elecha poraduma, should take the red cow, Temimu Asher Ein Bo Mum, there's no mum, there's no blemish in it, Asher Lo Yolo Olecha Oil, that no yolk went on top of it. Now the inyan of the Parah Adumah, let the Psukim say, is if somebody touches a mace, a dead body, he becomes Tomei, and the only way he could become Tor is if we sprinkle on him the third and the seventh day the water that has the ashes of the Parah Adumah inside it. In other words, the Parah Adumah is coming to be metayer people that touch the mace. And the reason why it's called a chukah means something we don't understand, and the Mefarshim explain, what's so hard to understand about the chukah of the Parah Adumah is the fact that the people that work with the Parah Adumah, the kohen that burns it, or the one that collects the ashes, he himself becomes tamei. And now when you take the ashes itself and put it into the water, when you sprinkle the water upon somebody, the water is metayer somebody. So the question is, this chukah, we don't understand this, how could it be the same thing, the Parah Adumah, that is coming to be metayer, to purify people, how could it be that the people that work with it become tummy? So that's why it's called a chukah, something like we don't understand. And really Rashi explains, Zois chukas ha-Torah, Rashi explains, Lefi shehasotan v'yuma soylem noinim es Yisrael. Heis the goyim and the sotan come to complain to Klal Yisrael. Loima, they say to us, Maha mitzvah zois, what is this mitzvah? Uma tam yeshbo, what's the reason why you're doing the mitzvah? Lefikach, therefore, cost of bachukam. The Torah says this is a degree. That means gzerihi melefonai. This is a degree that I'm telling you. Ein lechor reshus laharachrehem. Don't start to think after it. Like, what is the reason for it? True, we do not understand what the reason of the paradumer is. That's what Shlomo Melech said, that he thought he would understand it, and he saw even he did not understand it. Even though the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu that to you I will explain the reason of the Parah Adumah, which we'll explain later why Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicha to understand it. But for everybody else, the Torah calls it a chukah. A chukah means something we don't understand. So that's what Rashi explains. The reason why the Parah Adumah is called a chukah is because there's something here that we don't understand, and the goyim come to complain to us, like, how come you're doing the mitzvah? What's the reason for it? So the Torah is saying, don't get scared if we don't understand the mitzvah, but rather we should know this is called the chukah, this is a decree that we have to do it. Now, before we go into explain Rashi, there's the first takdama, the Archaim asked the question here, like, why does the Torah call the union of the Parah Adumah Zois Chukas HaTorah? This is the degree of the whole Torah. Like, why is it called Chukas HaTorah? It should have said Zois Chukas of the Parah Adumah, Zois Chukas HaTorah, Zois Chukas HaTemeyam. Why is it called the Lashon of Zois Chukas HaTorah of the whole Torah? It should have just said this is the Chukah of this private mitzvah of the Parah Adumah. And the Arachayim gives two answers. First, he wants to say, like the Gemara at the end of Nozir says, and the Rambam paskens Aloch like this in Hilchos Tumah, that a mace only has Tumah if it's a Jew. Mashenken a goy, when a goy dies, his body does not have any Tumah. There's no Tumah's mace upon a goy. If you touch the mace, or you carry him, or he's in the same oil, you don't have Tumah's mace by a goy. And the Rambam says it's the same thing like you touch the dead body of a behemah. And the reason for this is, the Rachaim explains, that the reason why when a body of a Jew, when he's mace, his body becomes tomei is the pshat, because Klal Yisrael are special people. They are special kedusha to them. In other words, Klal Yisrael is different than the Sharu Masalim. Why? Because they received the Torah. Because of the kedushas haTorah that Klal Yisrael has, therefore we're different and we have more kedusha. Now the klal is, the more kaddish you are, when the kedusha goes away from you, the tumah wants to come into you. In other words, the sitra achra, the tumah, wants to come to a place that's more kaddish. And as a marshal, he says, like if you have a glass that you had a lot of honey in it, and when you pour the honey out, the flies come fast to get the leftover honey. It's the same thing here also. The more kedusha you have in your body, when the Kedusha goes away, the more the Tumah wants to come to it and cling on to it. Therefore, a Jew that has Kedusha because of the Torah, when he's maced, the Kedusha leaves his body, the Tumah comes to it. Therefore, now, if somebody touches the mace, he also becomes Tumah. Mashenkein a Goy, even when he was alive, he did not have any Kedusha. They do not have the Kedusha HaTorah. Therefore, when their mace, when they die, the Tumah doesn't go near it. Like it doesn't have any sweetness. They had no Kedusha when it was alive. That now, when it's empty, the Tumah should want to go after it. So according to this, it's very good. We're talking about now the lochas of Tumah mace. That if you touch a dead body, you become Tumah. And the way you become Tumah is through the Paraduma. Now, why is there such a thing that only a Jew has this Tumah mace and not a Goy? That's because the Klal Yisrael was mekabel the Torah. So it's very good why the Pasuk says, Zois Chukas HaTorah. This is the laws about the Torah. In other words, it's the laws about if a Jew dies, that his body has Tumah mace. Why? Because Klal Yisrael has the Torah. So because of the Kedushas of the Torah, that's why the Tumah clings onto the body after his mace. So it's good when it talks about Tumah mace here, it says, Zois Chukas HaTorah. And then the Or HaChaim says another reason. He says, like V'derech Remez, that like a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to tell us now, that Yishno, when we do all the mitzvahs of the Torah, even though a lot of the mitzvahs, we understand the reason why we do it, but we're not supposed to do the mitzvah because of the reason, because we understand it. All the mitzvahs of the Torah really we're supposed to do, but Torah Sechuka. It's called the Gzer, it's called a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a degree, that's what Hashem wants us to do, and that's the reason why we're doing it. So that's the remiss here of Zois Chukas HaTorah. Even though really here by the Paraduma we do not understand the reason why, and it's called the real Chuk or real degree, but you should know it's not only the Chuk of the Paraduma that Hashem wants us to do as if we don't understand it, but really Zois Chukas HaTorah. So whole Torah also should be done only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Gzeira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do it. And not because we understand it, and we have a tremendous, like, simcha, we understand why we're doing it, we understand how good it is. That's not the main reason why we're doing it. Of course, we should do the mitzvahs with simcha, with happiness, we understand it's a tremendous thing. But that's not the main reason why we're doing it. The main reason why we do the mitzvahs, the whole Torah, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself wants us to do them. And really, like the Unklis says here, the Targum Unklis says on Zois Chukas HaTorah, he says, Do Gezeiros HaRaisa. These are the gzeiros, these are the degrees of the whole Torah. In other words, the whole Torah is like a chukah. And really there's a lashon of Rashi in Masechta Megillah like this, that in the Gemara in Megillah and Dav Chaf Hei, the Mishnah says that if somebody says about the mitzvah of Kan Sipur, Yigi Arachamecha, it's not a good thing. Because the mitzvah of Kan Sipur is if the mother is over the children, you're not allowed to take away the mother or take away the children when they're together. First you have to throw away the mother. So somebody says, we see from here that Hashem has rachmonis, Hashem has mercy, it's not a good thing. So the Gemara explains, according to one man, the Yoma, the Gemara says, V'chad oma b'fnei she'oysa midoysa sh'lakorosh baruch rachmin. If you say this statement, you mean to say that the mitzvahs of Hashem are b'teres rachmin, that Hashem has rachmonis on us, has mercy on us. And the Gemara says, V'einom elo gzeros. We should know it's not that way. The mitzvahs we do, all the mitzvahs, are only gzeros, or like degrees of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rashi explains, what does it mean, gzeros? Rashi says, V'einom elo gzeros melech lahatel olenu oiloi, to put upon us the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lohoidia, to teach us, she'anachnu avodav, that we are an eved, a slave to Hashem, for shomer mitzvosav, and we're watching his mitzvahs. In other words, that's the reason why Hashem gave us all the mitzvahs. Not that we do it because of rachmonim, because of good reasoning, but totally because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do the mitzvahs, to show like we're a slave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have the oil, we have the yoke to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is good, like the Or HaChaim is saying, that's why here the Torah calls this mitzvah, Paraduma, Zois Chukas HaTorah. This is the chukah, this is the way we're supposed to do the whole Kol HaTorah Kula. And really like this, we can understand Rashi also. That Rashi starts off, what does it mean, Zois Chukas HaTorah? Rashi says, look, because the Goyim and the Sotan are coming to complain to us, like, what is the reason for this mitzvah? So even though we don't have an answer, We don't be afraid, but we should know we're doing it because it's a chukah, it's something that Hashem decreed upon us, told us to do it. Now the question is, what are the goyim coming to complain to us, to ask us, like, what is the reason? What's the difference if there is a reason to the mitzvah, if there's not a reason to the mitzvah? Hashem gave us the mitzvah. Like, what's the difference to the goyim if we understand what we're doing or not? What do they want from us? Like, they come to ask us, what's the reason of this mitzvah? And they were explaining right now, it's very good, that the goyim don't want us to do mitzvahs really lishmo. They don't want us to do the mitzvahs because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do it. They want us to do the mitzvahs because a person understands why, like it's something nice, it's a kind thing to do, it's something good to do it. Do it because you yourself want to do it. But don't do it because really HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do it. So that's what the Umas Oilam, the Goyim, and the Sotin is coming, like, to start up with us. Like, trying, thinking, what's the reason for the mitzvahs? As if to say, you always have to do the mitzvahs because it's something good for yourself to do it. And that's what Hashem is telling us here. No, you should know the answer to the Goyim is, there's true, there's no reason here. But the reason why we do the mitzvahs is not because we understand them, not because there's a reason behind it, but totally because there's a fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was Geizer, gave us a degree, told us to do it. Like, we're an Eved, we're like listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the reason why we do the mitzvahs. And like this, we could also answer a kasha that the Be'er Mayim Chaim asks. The Be'er Mayim Chaim asks the question, like, why is it called a chukah? Why is Paraduma called like a mitzvah? We do not understand the reasoning. Rashi later at the end of the pasha brings down from Rav Moshe Darshan, means really it's a Medrash Tanchuma, he goes to explain why is it called Paraduma. So Rashi says it's a marshal leven shivcha, to the son of a shivcha. She'etinav paltin shamelech, that you have a maid, and the maid's son made the king's palace dirty. His omru was said, tova imo v'tekanea chatzoya, call the mother of the son, in other words, call the maid, let her come and clean up the dirt. So Medrash says, kach tovai poro usachapar aleigum, let them bring now a paraduma, and that should be mechapa, that should clean them from the chet of the eagle that Klai Yisrael did. So it comes out, according to Medrash Tanchuma, there's a reason for the paraduma. We understand why there's a mitzvah with the paraduma. Why Hashem wants a cow is that the cow should come and be mechapa to forgive us for what her daughter did, the eagle did. So if so, why is it called the chukah? That's the way he asks. So even though really the question really is not that shver, like we spoke out before, because really the chukah is, how come the people that work with the paraduma, they become tummy? But the paraduma itself, the water itself, is with the ashes, is mitire other people. That's really the question. But I call upon him, he's asking, according to this Medrash Tanchuma, there's a little reason for the paraduma. And some of Farshim want to explain, it says in the Sefer Yismach Yisrael, he wants to answer the way we're saying now, that the pshat is, why is the paraduma being mechaper forgiving on the Chet Egel? And explains really what was the Chet Egel. What did Klai Yisrael do? Either Satan showed them that Moshe Rabbeinu died, and Klai Yisrael wanted a new leader now, that they wanted to have somebody to lead them, to show them the right way, so they went to make an Egel. Like really the Mefarshim say they weren't that bad off. What they did on the right Kavana. They had something they thought right. But the chesaron was, they didn't have enough emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They did what they thought was right. They thought what they were doing was the right thing to make the eagle. But the mistake was, we don't do what we think is right. We have to first make sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do it. That was the chet. They did what they thought was right, and not to find out the truth if really HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to do it or not. So it's very good. You know why the paraduma now is coming to be mechaper to forgive for the Avera of the Egel, because the Yisrael of the Paraduma was saying now it's called the Chukah. It's something we do not understand. It's something that we do totally because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself wants us to do it, not because we understand why we're doing it. So if you do a mitzvah like this, V'teras HaChukah, to do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, and not because our mind understands it and we're doing it because we want to do it, that is the kapara, that is the forgiveness for the Chet Egel. So that's the terrace of the Be'er Mayim Chaim's kasha. It's not the pshat, there's a reason. We understand now why the paradum is forgiving for the Chet Egel. It's just the opposite. The more that we don't understand the reason, the more that we do the paradum of the terrace of chukah, because we don't understand it, only totally because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that told us to do it, that is considered the kapara, that is the forgiveness of the chet ho'egel. And now it's good, the Medrash also, that the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, L'cho, to you, I'm going to tell the reason of the paraduma. But for everybody else, I want it to be a chukah, they do a mitzvah that they don't understand it. And the reason, like we're saying now, that the mitzvah of paraduma is coming to be mechapa, to forgive Klai Yisrael for the chet egel. They did something because of their own reasoning. Now we have to do something back, not because of our own reasoning, but because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to do it. But Moshe Rabbeinu, that did not participate in the chet egel, therefore he himself does not need this kapara. So Moshe Rabbeinu could understand the reason of the paraduma. He doesn't have to do the mitzvah of the paraduma because he doesn't understand it. Like, even if Moshe Rabbeinu would understand it, does understand the reason of the paraduma, still Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do the chet egel. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he understands the reason of the mitzvahs, still he does them the Teres HaChukah because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to do it. So to him, to Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to megala, to explain to him the reason for the paraduma. Now, the Kli Yoker, he asked the question, according to this Medrash Tanchuma the Rashi brings down, like, how could we say the paraduma is coming to be mechapra, to forgive for the chet ho'egel? The chet ho'egel, the Gemara calls it an avero of avodah zarah. That had to do that they went away from Hashem, and they were mekabel like a new avodah zarah. Even though they meant to do the right thing, they thought that's what Hashem wants, but it was called the chet of an avodah zarah. So where do we find that the paraduma is metayer anything to do with the chet of avodah zarah? We only find in the parsha here that the paraduma helps to take away the tumas meis. If somebody touches a dead body, he's tamei. If he uses now the water with the ashes of the paraduma, it becomes tor. But where do we find the paraduma has anything to do with the tumah of the chet of avodah zarah? If that was the chet of the egel, that's what the paraduma is coming to wipe off, to clean, where do we find it? The Kli Yoker once explained that really, b'shas matan Torah, it was brought to the Malach HaMavos. Everybody was supposed to live from then on. It's brought down that Klai Yisrael became to the Madrega of Odom Arishon Kodem Achet. Odom Arishon Kodem Achet was also supposed to live forever. Only after he did his chet, Edom the Eitz Hadas, that's when it was nigzor on him to have Misa. Who are them by Klai Yisrael? At the time of Kabbalah Satera, Kodesh Baruch Hu returned them to the same Madrega that Odom Arishon was Kodem Achet. They were not supposed to die. The Malach HaMavos has no shliter over us. But it came when Klai Yisrael did the Chet Ho'egel. The Chet Ho'egel caused them to go down such a Madrega that now the Malach HaMavos was able to kill us. That's why after the Chet Ho'egel, now again people started to die. So it comes out that because of the Chet Ho'egel, it was Gurim, it caused that there should be Tumas Meis in the world. Because of the Chet Ho'egel, it comes out that the Malach HaMavos has the power to kill us. So therefore it's very good that the paraduma is coming to be mechapa, to forgive on the Chet Ho'egel. Because the Chet Ho'egel caused that there should be Misa, people to die on the world. And that causes Tumah. So now the paraduma is coming to be mechapa, to clean that Tumas HaMeis that was caused because of the Chet Ho'egel. But like we were saying before, that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu explained the reason of the paraduma to Moshe Rabbeinu, because he wasn't part of the Chet Ho'egel, like he for sure would do all the mitzvahs because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do it. So this is the way the Yismach Moshe, Yismach Yisrael, wants to explain a pasuk in Tehillim. Like David HaMelech also was saying like this, that the pasuk says in Tehillim, the pasuk Kapitel Kuf Yutes, that Tuv Tam Vodas Lamdreni, Ki B'mitzvah Secho Hemonti, that David HaMelech was saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu explained to me, Tuv Tam Vodas, I was able to understand all the reasoning of the Torah, you know why? Ki B'mitzvah Secho Hemonti, because I had complete emunah, complete trust, belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. In other words, David HaMelech was saying that the reason why he was zeicher to understand, to have the reasoning of all the mitzvahs, was not because he does the mitzvah, because he understands it, but rather, ki b'mitzvah secho hemonti, he does all the mitzvahs because he has complete emunah, complete belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to do the mitzvahs, these are gzeres of Hashem, that's why I do the mitzvahs. If that's the reason why you do the mitzvahs, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can explain to you the reason for the mitzvahs. Hashem can tell the people that if they would understand the reason, that's the reason why they would do the mitzvah, because they think it's something good to do it, that's not a good midah. Like we said, the Gemara in Megillah says, if somebody says the mitzvah of Shluach HaKan is because Hashem has Rachmonis, that is not a good midah. But what we're learning out from this parsha now is that when we do mitzvahs, we're supposed to do it totally because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do it. And not because we understand the reason, because we think it's good to do the mitzvah, and for sure, we should not do the mitzvahs because we're going to gain on the deal. Because we'll get covered from it, we'll get respect from it, people will respect me. These are not the reasons why we're supposed to do the mitzvah. And I once heard a shmuz from Rav Shach Shlita, that was Masbar. Really, the Rambam explains like this. The Rambam says in the last Mishnah of Masechta Makis, that the Mishnah says in Chanina ben Akash Yoimer, that Rotsa Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezakes Es Yisrael, the figure Chirbo Lehem, Teru Mitzvahis. So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis explains that you should know Mi'ikru HaMuna Ba'Teru. From the Ikru of the belief in the Teru is, Ki Kishi Yechayim Ha'odom Mitzvah Mitayag Mitzvahis. If somebody does one of the Tayag Mitzvahs, Kiro, the right way, Ukohegin, what does that mean? Don't add on any other reason why you should want to do the mitzvah. Of Olam Hazeh, in other words, it's good for you, people are going to like you, you'll be mechubid. Don't do any other reason for the mitzvah. What you should do the mitzvah, lishmo means because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do it. Me'avo, because we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we want to do what he wants us, that's the reason why we should do the mitzvahs. K'may shabiyat l'cho. He says, if somebody does one mitzvah of Tayag mitzvahs this way, right away, hu zoicha bo l'chay lo mabo. He zoicha with this one mitzvah to bring him to chay lo mabo. And the Rambam explains, this is what the Chanina ben Akash is saying. Ki ha mitzvahs b'yesem harbe, that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us so many mitzvahs, It's most probably throughout your lifetime, one mitzvah at least, a person would do with the right kavana, with the right intentions, b'shleimus, the way we are supposed to do it. And with that, he'll be zeich l'chay l'mabo. And the Rambam explains a Gemara in Avodah Zorah like this, that a shver Gemara, that the Gemara says there, that Shor Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan, Ma'ani l'chay l'mabo. Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan asked, what am I going to be zeich l'chay l'mabo? That's what he asked. So it's a question. Chanina ben Trajan, he was a god l'ador, mamish, was a great big tzaddik. So what was this question of he be zeich l'chay l'mabo? And the murderer, the Tana asked him back, v'eshivu, ha'meshiv, klum bo ma'isil yodcha. So Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan asked Tana, so the Tana asked him back, let me hear. What, tell me what you did. Tell me some good acts, some good mitzvahs that you did, and I'll see if you're zeicha to go to Olam Haba or not. So, klum nizdam l'cho lasos mitzvah koygin. So Rambam explains what the question was. Let me hear if you ever did one mitzvah totally lishmo, only for the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'll see that you're zeicha to be in Olam Haba. And the Chanina ben Trajan answered back and says, yes, it once happened to me that I did the mitzvah tzedakah. In other words, the Oni was there, and it was a hard time, and nobody was around, and I gave the Oni tzedakah. So when he heard this, he answered him, with this, you're zeich l'chay l'mabo. So the question everybody asked on the Gemara in Avodah Zorah there, that Gechanina ben Trajan was a big Talmud Chacham, a god l'ador, who was a Tana. Is this the only reason why he's zeich to go to l'mabo? Because he once gave tzedakah at a hard time to an Oni, like he did so many other mitzvahs. So the Rambam was explaining this to say, that the fact somebody does a lot of mitzvahs, we don't know if he does the mitzvahs totally lishmo, the way he's supposed to. Maybe he has some other intentions why he's doing the mitzvahs. He wants to be proud, he wants to show off, he wants people to like him, he wants to have covered. So we don't know if he's doing the mitzvahs totally lishmo. But it came this one maisa here, that he gave tzedakah to a poor person, and nobody was around, there was no Indian of covered. He wasn't getting back any respect. It was a hard mitzvah to do at the time. And he did it totally lishmo. This shows us that the mitzvahs that Rav Chanina ben Trajan was doing, that Rav Chananya ben Trajan was doing, was being done totally l'shem shemayim, no other intentions. Therefore, he was zeich l'cher l'mabur. This is really what we're learning out from this parasha now, zeich chukas ha-Torah, that the reason why we do mitzvahs is totally because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that is commanding us, and we want to do the Ratzon of Hashem. And for no other purpose, no other reason should we have in doing the mitzvahs. Then the Pesukim talk about where they make the Shechita on the Parah Aduma, and then there's a mitzvah of the Sorah Vesah Parah Le'enov, you're supposed to burn the Parah Aduma. And then the Pesuk says, V'lokach HaKoyin, the Koyin takes Eitz Erev, a wood, from cedar wood, the Ezoiv, that type of Hysop, something that grows, Ushni Seloas, and a red string of wool, V'hishlech HaTorch Shreifas HaParah, and you throw it into the burning of the Parah Aduma. And Rashi, when he brings down the Medrash from Moshe Adarshan, he explains that Shloishim Minim Halolu, these three different type of things, Kineged Shloishis Alfa Ish Shenoflu Begel. It was Kineged 3,000 Jews that fell by the Chet Egel. The Rashi explains, V'erez Hu Agavoyim Mekol Elonis. The cedar tree, that's the highest of all trees. The Ezoiv, these hysops, these grass-like herbs, is Nomach Mikulam. This is the smallest of all of them. So why do we bring these two things? Rashi says, Simon, Shehagavoya Shenizgoya. V'chota is because of the mid of Gaiva, of showing off of haughtiness, is Yedid the Avera, is Yashpol Esatzmoy Ke'ezoiv V'salas V'schapaloi. Go lower yourself down now, like a Ezoiv, and a Salas, and the worm, and then you will have your forgiveness. Now the question is, like, what does Gaiva have to do here? Like, why does, like, the Parah Aduma have to show anova, show humbleness, against the Avera, the Chet of Gaiva? Where do we see there was a Chet about Gaiva, of, like, haughtiness? So the Pshat is that, like we said before, that the Chet of the Ego was, Klai Yisrael did not listen and do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted them to do. Rather, they did what they thought was right. Now, how does a person do this? How does a person do what he thinks is right and not really to find out if Hashem wants him to do it? That's only because you have the need of Gaiva. Because you're like a big shot. You want to do what you do. You think that you're right. You don't have to check it out to know if it's really right or wrong. You just do what you want. So because of the need of Gaiva, that's why Klai Yisrael came to do the chet of the Egel. And really, in the Zohar, the Mefarshim said that that really was the sibus of the chet of Adam Rishim also, was because of Gaiva. It was because he had his Gaiva that he was able to listen to the Nochosh, to Chava, to eat from the Eitz Hadas. If it wouldn't have been for the need of Gaiva, if it would have been a total onov, he wouldn't have listened to them, he wouldn't have did the Avera. Here also, Klai Yisrael would have had the need of Anova, they wouldn't have done the Chet Regel. So it comes out now the Kapora to the Chet Regel is to have a Midav Anova, to have total humbleness. So that's what Rashi is explaining now by the Parah Aduma. We take this Eros, we take the cedar tree to show that that was the cause of the Averis the Klai Yisrael did of the Chet Regel. And we want to have a Kapora now by the Parah Aduma, that's to take things to humble ourselves, to make ourselves a humble. And like this, the Be'er Moshe explains the Midah Keneged Midah, the way the Medrash says, that the Medrash in Bereishis says on the Pasuk that Avraham Avinu said, V'yonoichi ofor v'efer. And Avraham Avinu said, I am nothing. I am ofor v'efer, I'm like dust and like ashes. In other words, Avraham Avinu was saying he has like he has the Midah of Anova. He doesn't think of anything of himself. He's like ashes and dirt. So the Gemara, so the Medrash says on that, that Omul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayecho Atomato, you Avraham Avinu, you're saying, V'anochi Yofa Vefer, Yishino Chayecho Shani Noisen Labincha Kapora. I'm going to give to your children a Kapora. Shinema, the Pesuk says, V'loku L'tomei Me'efer Sreifa Sachatis. Take from the Ephraim the ashes of the Parah Aduma. V'yosa V'yishtor Es Ephra HaPorah. So because of Avraham Avinu's midah of off of Efer, that's why Klai Yisrael was zeicher to have the kapara of the Parah Aduma. So the question is, where's the midah connected midah? From the fact that Avraham Avinu had the midah of Anova, why? Because of that was Klai Yisrael zeicher to have the the kapora of the paraduma. And the way we're saying now from Rashi is very good, that the yisayd of the paraduma is to take away the gaiva that caused the averus of the egel, and to have the midah of anova, of humbleness. Now, who was the first one to have this midah of anova? That was by Avraham Avinu. By Avraham Avinu, we saw the way he said, Anochi of a vefer. So because of the schus of Avraham Avinu's anova, Klai Yisrael was later to have the mitzvah of paraduma, which also teaches Klai Yisrael the union of being, of having anova. And they were explaining the whole time, it's very good, that the yisrael of anova is humbleness, is to humble yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like to be like an evident slave to Hashem. In other words, everything we do is only what Hashem wants, and because Hashem told us to do it. Not because we think, we understand, we know, we do what we understand, what we think is right. We do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do. Like it says by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pasuk says, Onov Mikol Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest Onov there was. And at the end, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Mace, what the Pasuk says about Moshe Rabbeinu was, Vayomash Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem. What was the big, like, hesped about Moshe Rabbeinu? What was the great thing about Moshe Rabbeinu? It says, Vayomas Asher Moshe Eved Hashem. Moshe was called an Eved Lashem. That's all in two words. Eved Lashem, he was called a slave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the biggest meat that we could be. All right, turn over. And really, these two things go together. Like the saying by Moshe Rabbeinu, he was called an Eved Lashem, and he was an Onav. That the more of an honor of a person is, the more humble he is, the more he realizes that all he does is only what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to do. That's called a total Eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the biggest milah we can have. And that's also the sinning of the Paraduma, that Bezchus Avraham Avinu, that had this mid of Anova, of Anochi, of a vefer, we were able to have this type of a kapara of the Paraduma, which also teaches us the humbleness of totally listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not to think what we think is right, not to think we think we are great, but totally listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we learn out from the Paraduma, and that was Bezchus Avraham Avinu. Then after the Pasha of the Paraduma, Pasha Perek Echof, the Pasuk starts off, Vayavoyu v'nei Yisrael kol ha'edo, Midbar Tzin, Chai Yisrael came to Midbar Tzin, b'chodesh Rishon, v'yeshuvon b'kodesh, v'atomis shom Miriam. Miriam died there, v'atikov shom, and they buried her there. Then the Pasuk says, lo ho yimayim lo edo, they didn't have any water then to drink. V'yikolu al Moshe v'yal Aaron. The Chai Yisrael came to complain against Moshe v'yal Aaron, like, where's our water? So first of all, Rashi brings down here that it's a raya here that the reason why Klai Yisrael had Mayim, had the Be'er, all the 40 years in the Midbar, that was Bezchus Miriam. And now that Miriam was Mace, now they didn't have the Be'er anymore, so they wanted to have water. And then Rashi explains that Vatomesh Miriam, Lomo Nismecho Pashas Mises Miriam Pashas Paraduma. Why does right after the Pasha of Paraduma that the Pasuk talk about Misa, that Miriam died, is Loimelov to teach us, Markobonos Mechaprin, Af Misa Sadiki Mechaperis. Is the Gemara in Moikotin, just like a Korban, a Korban is Mechaper, gives us forgiveness, the same thing, Misa Sadikim. When a Tzadik or a Tzadikis dies, it also causes a Kapora for Klai Yisrael. And the Ponim Yafos asks, like, why does it put the Misa of Miriam next to the Paraduma? It should have put it near any one of the Kabonis. The Churat Tzeklau, like was Rashi saying now, the Gemara in Moikotin, that just like a Korban is Mechaper, Hu Adin, a Misa of a Tzadik is also Mechaper. So why only the Paraduma, a special type of a Korban, that's not even a real Korban, the Paraduma, why doesn't it say the Inyan of Misa Miriam of Tzadik, near the Pasha of the real Kabonis? And he wants to explain the Ponim Yafos, that really that we say that Mises Tzadikim is Mechaper, really there are two parts to it. In one part, true, it's Mechaper, the Rishoyim have a Kapara. The fact that Tzadik is Mace, either the Pshat is that Tzadik is a Melitz Yosher, he goes upstairs, he asks good for Klai Yisrael, and therefore there's a Kapara to the Rishoyim. Or else to say that the Rishoyim themselves, the way they see that there's a Din, the way they see even that Tzadik has a Misa, they also learn out from that to do tshuva, and therefore there's a kapara. So there is a kapara by the Mises HaTzadikim. But still also Chazal say that when a tzaddik is nice, we are missing something. So the world is missing the hashpo. It means when the tzaddik is alive, he's making on the world, means he brings down the hashpo. Because of the tzaddik, there's the hashpo of a Kodesh Baruch Hu goes on the whole world. And when the tzaddik is maced, like we always cry and feel bad, we have to know we are losing something. We are losing this hashpo. So really the tzaddikim, the choshva people of the world, they lose out when the tzaddik is maced. So it comes out interesting that the Rishoyim gain when the tzaddik is maced. Because the Rishoyim, they're going to get a kapora now with the Mises HaTzadikim. Mashenkin, for the Tzadikim that are on this world, they lose out when the Tzadik is mace, because his Hashpor, what we gain from the Tzadik, goes away. So therefore he wants to explain, this is Doima to the Paraduma. Like a Paraduma is a chukah, we don't understand how the same Paraduma, it could cause Tahira, and it could also cause Tumah. So that's why he puts the Mises of Tzadikim near the Inyan of Paraduma to teach us this Inyan. That the Misa Tzadikim also, there are two parts to it. There's the Sara Toiv and there's the Sara Hara. It's like a Kapora, but there's also something, the world is losing something, we're losing our Hashpo, so it's a get like a Chukah, like the Paraduma. Because really the question was that the Parsha of the Paraduma, of this Parsha's Chukas, it was set to Klai Yisrael on the second year when they left Yitzias Mitzrayim, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's the day the Hukam HaMishkan, and that day was also learned the Parsha of the Paraduma. Vashenke, now the Parsha of Misas Miriam, the next Parsha of the Klai Yisrael, asked for the water. That happened the 40th year after they left Mitzrayim. So that's the question, why does the Torah talk about the Misas Miriam that happened 40 years later, Nagar to now the Parsha's Paraduma? And that was the answer to teach us that the Misas of Tzadikim are also Mechaper like the Paraduma. And then the next pasuk Bei says, "Vloihoyo mayim loedo," that the Eda, the congregation, did not have any water to drink in the midbar now. By Yikolo al Moshe v'Yalarim, and they came to complain to Moshe v'Yalarim. Like we said, the reason why there was no water now was because when Miriam died, it was Boto the bear. In other words, because of the schus of Miriam, Klai Yisrael, all the 40 years in the midbar, had the water coming out of the bear. It was b'schus Miriam. That's what the Gemara in Taina says. And really, when Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar, they had three things, Bezchus, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Bezchus, Moshe, they had the Mon. Bezchus, Aaron, they had the Anani Yaakov that protected them. And Bezchus, Miriam, they had the bear, they had the water that they had to drink throughout the 40 years in the Midbar. And the reason why Miriam was Zeicha, Bezchus, Miriam, to have the bear, because Miriam, when they first put Moshe Rabbeinu in the Yaar, and she stood by to watch what's going to happen to Moshe. She did not run away. She stood there and watched the way Bas Paro took the baby Moshe out of the water, and she went to take care of him. So since she was Moshe Nefesh to stay by the water to take care of Moshe, b'schus zeh she was zeicha that later in the Midbar, Klai Yisrael had the special bear, the special well, b'schus Miriam. And now that Miriam was mace, died, now it went away, that bear dried up, and now Klai Yisrael came to complain, what are we going to drink from? And then in Pesach Zayin and Ches that Hashem answers back for Yedabru Hashem Moshe Leimor, Kaches HaMate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, go take the mate, go take your staff, V'Hakel Esoed and gather together all the Jews, Ato V'Yaron Echicha, you and Aaron, V'Dibartem El HaSelem, and go talk to the stone, Li'enayim in front of everybody, V'Nosan Meimav, and the stone will listen to you, and the stone will start to give off water again. You'll be able to have water to feed the people and their animals. So we know what happened was that Moshe Rabbeinu took the stick and he gathered everybody together, and instead of talking to the stick, the Pasuk says, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayorim Moshe es yodoi, Moshe picked up his hand, Vayaches haselam. He hits the stone, b'mateya, with his staff, pa'amoyim, two times. Vayetsu mayim rabim, vateshtrei dovirim. A lot of water came out, and they all had what to eat. Then the next pasuk says, "V'yomer Hashem al Moshe v'Yalaron," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had now complaint to Moshe and Aaron, "Yan loyhem mantem bi," that because you did not believe me, "Lahakdisheni liyena v'nei Yisrael," to be mekadesh me in the eyes of v'nei Yisrael, "Lochein therefore loysaviyu es hakol azeh al oritz hashenasati lehem." Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu got his oinish that he will not be able to take Klai Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. He will have to be maced in the Midbar and not go into Eretz Yisrael. The next verse says, Heimo meim rivar sherobo b'nei Yisrael as Hashem v'yikodesh bom. Nor is this considered the meim rivar, the arguments by the water, and v'yikodesh bom, that there was a kedusha Hashem has, this, it was, there was a kedusha Hashem here, and Rashi brings down that the pshat is, that shemesu Moshe v'yaron ayodim, because of this chet of the meim rivar that Moshe did not talk, but Moshe hit the stone, therefore Moshe and Aaron both had to die. And Kesha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oiseh Din B'Mekudoshav, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a judgment to his close people, to his Kedoshim, is Hu Yoro U'Miskadesh Al HaBriyos. Everybody in the world becomes afraid of Hashem and has Yiras Shemayim. And the Chayin HaWayim, the Pasuk says, Noiro L'Kimi Mikdashecho. The Chayin HaWayim, B'Kroi V'Yakadosh. In other words, from the tzaddikim, when Hashem does a din, does a punishment, gives a misa to tzaddikim, everybody learns out to do tshuva, has Yiras Shemayim from it. So here, because of this chet of the main river that Moshe had to die, therefore by Yekodesh Bom, it came out a big Kiddush Hashem. Now, Bechlal, the inyan of this cell of this stone that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe and Aaron, like, take this stick and talk to the stone. So first of all, this stone really was the same be'er, the same well, that the water was coming out b'schus Miriam. Just when Miriam died, the well dried up, the stone stopped giving off water. And like Rashi brings down, that the stone now got mixed up with other stones, and they were not makkah, they did not realize which one was really the stone that had the power to give out the water. So that's why they had to call Moshe. Moshe had to come now and like talk to the stone to find out which one is the one that gives out the water. So really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to take the stick. Now exactly what's the matter, what's therefore we're talking about? Some of us should learn this is the famous matter that Moshe Rabbeinu had in the Aseres HaMakos, that he had in Mitzrayim yet, that it was written on it, the Tzach HaDash B'Yachav. That's the stick. And this came from Odom Rishim yet, the same stick. Odom HaFarshim learned, no, this was the matter now that we had in the last Parsha Shal Aaron, Shehanetz Prochim, that Aaron's staff that was gave off, blossomed off, Shkedim Amens. That was the stick that Moshe took now. But I call upon him, the famous Kasha everybody asks is, like, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's big chet, big aver here, that instead of talking to the stick, instead of talking to the seller, the stone, he went and hid it? L'churam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to take the stick. Like, if the whole mitzvah was only to talk to the seller, so why did Hashem tell Moshe, kach es hamata? What was the purpose in taking the stick, if not for the fact you have to use it to hit with the stick? So what was Moshe's big chet, that instead of talking to the stone, he went and hit the stone? Now Rashi explained that Moshe Rabbeinu's chet was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to talk to the stone. And if he would have just spoken to the stone and the stone would give out the water, that would have made a big Kiddush Hashem. Everybody would have said, like, look at this stone. The fact that the stone listens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like, for sure we should also listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the aver was Moshe Rabbeinu did not make enough Kiddush Hashem. The fact he went to hit the stone, the Klai Yisrael did not learn out as strong as a learning as it would have been if it would have been talking to the stone. But really the Ramban asked a question on this, and the Ramban says, like, if that was the whole chet that he hit and didn't talk, it's like we said, why did Hashem tell Moshe to take the matter? What was the purpose of taking the stick, if not to, like, hit the stone also? So what was Moshe's big avera? But the Mefarshim answer Rashi, that the pshat from Rashi is, that Hashem told him to take the stick, that was like also during the Esther Hamakos, also Moshe Rabbeinu had the stick in his hand. But not that he had to use it. Like here the Rashi explains, it would have been a bigger miracle if he would have just spoken to the stone to make the Mayim come out. But now that he hit the stone, people can make a mistake and think it's not so much a great miracle from Hashem, but maybe because the way he hit it, that caused the water to come out. So that was Moshe's chet according to Rashi. The Rambam learns the pshat from the chet was that Moshe got angry here. He showed his anger. And because of his mid of getting angry, of kas, that was his chet. Like Moshe said, Vayomer lehem shimu noa hamorim. Like, listen to me, you troublesome people. You people that rebel. So since Moshe, like, got angry at them because of the mid of kas that Moshe had here, that was Moshe Rabbeinu's chet. That's the way the Rambam learns. But the question is still, like, how come Moshe Rabbeinu did this chet? How come Moshe Rabbeinu did not listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and talk to the stone? How come instead he went to hit the stone? Well, like, why really did he get angry according to the Rambam's pshat? Now, the Sefruna, he learns a little bit different. The Sefruna wants to learn that really the Klai Yisrael now was complaining two complaints. First of all, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out of Mitzrayim, and that Moshe Rabbeinu now brought them into a midbar, a place that we don't have anything to eat and drink. So therefore, they were complaining now both against Hashem and against Moshe Rabbeinu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu now wanted to make nisim, make miracles, that they should realize, like, to do tshuva, and to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one that does good to us, and the leader Moshe Rabbeinu also does good to us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be a nes, that they could see the greatness of Hashem, and the greatness of the shliach of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now therefore, by talking to the stone, just talking to the stone, that is a tremendous miracle that nobody could do. It can't be done by the Yodim, such a miracle like that. Like, talk to a stone and make the stone turn over from a stone into a well, that's a miracle that can't be done. Like, that's called a Nez Nigla. From that, you see clearly the Yad Hashem. You see clearly the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the Sefruna learns, really, that Tzivu, what Hashem wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to do, was like this. First, Hashem wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to talk to the stone, like to change over this stone from a normal stone into a well, into a stone that has the power to give out the water. And after he turned this stone into a stone that has the power to give off water, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu truly wanted Moshe to hit the stone. That Hashem wanted Moshe should do something to the stone, that it should show that he is the shliach, that he is also a good person. He's also only doing what's good for us. You shouldn't complain to say against Moshe, how come he took you to live in the Midbar? Whatever Moshe does is also only for the good of us. So really Hashem wanted two different types of miracles to take place here. One miracle by just talking to the stone, which would be a tremendous nace, a tremendous miracle of changing it over from a regular stone to a water stone. And then afterwards he wanted Moshe to hit the stone to show that Moshe Rabbeinu is also doing something good here. Now, the Sefruna explains, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu do it? Like, why did Moshe only hit the stone and not talk to the stone? So he says, because Moshe Rabbeinu thought that Klai Yisrael right now was not at such a high madrega. Since they were complaining so bitterly that they were losing their Emunah and Hashem, that they weren't at a high madrega. So Moshe Rabbeinu thought that Klai Yisrael now does not deserve to have such a great ness happen to them. And Moshe Rabbeinu really thought like that Hashem would not do the ness. So therefore Moshe thought if he would hit it and the water would not come out, it would be a chilul Hashem like. So therefore, for the Hashem's sake, Moshe Rabbeinu thought it's better now to go directly and hit the stone, do less of a miracle, and maybe that Hashem would do. So that's what the Pasuk says, that Moshe didn't have enough emunah in Hashem, that if Hashem says, yes, he would do this miracle, no matter how type of a madrega Klai Yisrael is at, still Hashem would have done the nes. So this was the way this Sefruna learns the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu. That only that he thought that it would be better not to talk to the stone, but hit the stone, because Klai Yisrael was not at that madrega to deserve this specialness. But there very was, no, if Hashem says he would do it, we have to listen to Hashem. And it would have been a bigger Kiddush Hashem, then the nes would have come out, that people would realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu even greater. Then after Revi, the Pasuk talks about Vayishlach Moshe Malochim Mikodesh HaMelech Edoim, that Moshe Rabbeinu sent messengers to the Melech Edoim, that Koyim Arachichi Yisrael, with your brothers Yisrael, and you know what happened to us, that we went down to Mitzrayim, Benitzak, the whole story, we cried to Hashem, Hashem took us out, and now Moshe Rabbeinu was asking Melech Edoim, please let us go through your land in order to go into Eretz Yisrael. And the end up was, Vayomer Lo Edom, Lo Savabi, Edom said, no, we're not going to let you go through. Pen Bacherev Eitzel Akrosecha, be careful, we'll come out to fight you with the Cherev. Like they had the bracha from the father Esav, that said, Akel Ko Yaakov, Yadayim the Esav. That the Kerel was Yaakov, but Yadayim the Cherev, that's in the hands of Esav. That was El Edom, they were the children of Esav. So first of all, we learn out from in the Pasuk ends off, also by Yimon Edom, that Edom did not let them go through at all. Nosan es Yisrael avor b'gvula v'yet Yisrael milu. And Klai Yisrael went away. Klai Yisrael did not go to fight Melech Edom. Since Edom did not give them permission to go through their lands, they turned away and did not go through Derech Edom. Now, first of all, the Mefarshim speak out here, we see the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though right before Moshe Rabbeinu, because of the chet of the Meriva, Hashem told him he's not going to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu did not stand still and say, since I can't go in, I'm not going to work for Klai Yisrael to bring them in. No, right away Moshe Rabbeinu was making decisions to see how is the best way that Klai Yisrael should be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. As even though he can't go, still he wanted Klai Yisrael to go in. And therefore he went to find the fastest way to go to Eretz Yisrael, so he asked Melech Edoim to please let Klai Yisrael go through his land. Now Melech Edoim himself did not want to let him go through, and Chazal say, because they made a kal v'chomer, that you're telling me now that you lived in Mitzrayim and you cried to Hashem, so he said, Maduch, when you were living in Mitzrayim, that Mitzrayim was nice, they fed you, they took care of you. Such bad things happened to Mitzrayim, like you took over the whole place there, the Yisrael Makos. So for sure, Melech Edom was afraid the same thing would happen to him. That's why Melech Edom did not want Klai Yisrael to go through his land, and he put up like a fight to say, when he come through, we're going to have Muhammad with you. Now, Klai Yisrael did not have Muhammad with Edom, but really the Psukim say in Devorim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that that was the bracha that Esav HaRosha got, that Harseya belongs to Esav, and we can't take away this land from him. This is their land, Melech Edom. We don't have a right to take it away from him. That's why we didn't fight them. And after this, after Chamishi, the Pasuk says, Vayisu Nikodesh, they traveled from Kodesh, Vayavoyu B'nei Yisrael Kolohedo, Horohor. They came to Horohor. V'yom Rashem HaMoshe, V'yalara in Horohor, El Gvul Eretz Edom Lemur, by the boundary of Eretz Edom, that this is the time now that Aaron is going to die. It says, Ye Yosef Aaron Elamov, Ki Lo Yovel El Horetz Hashem Asat L'Bnei Yisrael, Al Hashem Risem Espi L'Mrei M'Riva. That Aaron, you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael now because of the Chet of Amei M'Riva. And Hashem says, The Kach Es Aaron V'Yisalozu B'Noi V'Halo Yisam Hor Hor, bring Aaron up to the top of the mountain. V'Hav Shet Es Aaron, take off from Aaron as begod of his clothing, v'hilbashtem as Elazar b'noi, and put it on to his son Elazar, v'Aaron yeyosef u'meisham, and Aaron is going to die there. And that's what happened, that v'yas Moshe kasher tzivu Hashem v'yalu el hor hor, v'yenei kol oidem. That Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the top of the mountain with Aaron and with his son, v'yavshet Aaron as Aaron ar Moshe, and v'yavshet Moshe as Aaron, Moshe took off the clothing from Aaron, as begod of a yalbish arsim is a loz of benoi, va yomas arvin shomber a shahor, va yerid moshe va lozim in hor. And then Moshe came down with Aaron's son Elazar. Va yiru koleidu ki gov Aaron, everybody saw that Aaron was mace, va yivchu as Aaron shloshim yoin kol beis Yisrael. Everybody cried for 30 days. And that the Pasuk says, va yiru koleidu, everybody saw, ki gov Aaron was mace, like Rashi brings down, that when he came down, everybody asked Moshe, where's Aaron? So Moshe Rabbeinu told them that he was mace, he died on top of the mountain. So the whole Klai Yisrael did not believe him. How could it be Aaron that saved us from so many problems? How could it be that he was mace? And they gave Moshe a hard time. Till finally Moshe was mispalol, and the Malach came and showed the whole Klai Yisrael, the mita showed the way Aaron is lying there, lying on his mita. So that's what the Pasuk says, Vayiru kol eid, everybody was able to see the way Aaron was really mace. And then it says, Kol beis Yisrael, everybody cried. So Rashi says, Hu anoshim v'yanoshim, the men and the ladies. Lufi shoya Aaron, roidiv sholim, umatel avam, bein balim riva, bein ish liyishtoim. Because Aaron used to go around to run after to make peace between one another, between man and his wife. So therefore, everybody felt bad when Aaron died. Now, the first Rashi explains, like, why does the Pasuk say now, right after they came in contact with Edom, that Aaron died? So Rashi brings down the Pasuk of Gimel, that Magid to teach us, Shem Ifnei Shen Ischabru Kan Lehiskorev Le'esav Rosho, because now Klai Yisrael just wanted to come close, like Moshe wanted them to walk through the land of Edom, to walk through the land of Esav HaRosha, is Nifritzu Ma'aseyem V'chosru HaTzadik HaZeh. Now because of that, this Tzadik Aaron was Nifter.
In other words, the fact that you want to come close to a Roshom, that alone has an effect upon Klal Yisrael, that we can lose a tzaddik because of that. The Chayin HaNovi Yoimah, the Novi also says, V'his chabercho imachaz yohu poratz Hashem esmasecho. When you come in contact, come close with the Roshom, bad things can happen to you. We have to learn, like, to stay away, not to be mischaber, not to be close, to learn to have the hashpor from Rishoyim. Now that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to take off the clothing of Aaron to put it on to his son Elazar, the Medrash said this was derech enes, that even though really in order to take off the ksenes, the robe, first would have to take off the avne, the gartel, and here it says no, he's able just to slip off the robe and put it on to his son. This was all nisim, it was all miracles that happened, the way Moshe was able to take off the clothing, the big de kuna, the big de kain godol, from Aaron and give it over to his son Elazar. And the Maaseh, what was happening now, Elazar was taking over, he was becoming the new Kohen Gadol. And the Ponim Yafis wants to explain, like, what was so important that Elazar should take over now, before his father was maced, like when his father was still alive, he should be the Kohen Gadol. So one reason he wants to say is that once you're a Kohen Gadol, now there's no din oinin. You're allowed to do the avoid even though you're an oinin. So we would not have to stop being, there would not have to be a time there wouldn't be a Kohen Gadol if he would have first been appointed after he was the mace. During the Zman of Aninus, before the Kfuram, he would be Yosser. But now he was appointed a Kohen Gadol while he was still alive, he was able to do the Avodah right away. Then after Parshas of Perek Chafalov, the Pasuk says, Vayishma HaKanani Melech Aror, and the Melech Aror heard. So Rashi explains, what did they hear? That Shoma Shemais Aaron v'nistalko nani kovid. K'disu Rosh Hashanah. That they heard after Aaron was mace and nani kovid went away, now Melech Aror, which was a Molek, came to fight against Klal Yisrael. The Pasuk says, v'yi lochem b'Yisrael, v'yish b'menu shevi, that a Molek came to fight. And the famous v'yidu Yisrael ned l'Hashem, he made a ned to Hashem, im nosan titines o mazeh b'yadu, v'ham Yisrael, yishma Hashem k'l Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael daven to Hashem, Hashem listened to them, and they were able to win them. Then the Pasuk says, Dalin, Vayisu mehorahor, they traveled from horahor, derech yamsuf, lisvoy ves Eretz Edoim, traveling around Eretz Edoim, vaytikzar nefeshom badarach. And it was very hard for them, the journey became very hard for them. So the Pasuk speak out that the gift they just had a mechama with Amalek, and now they saw they had to go around Derech Eretz Edoim, they couldn't go through Eretz Edoim, but even though they were close to Eretz Yisrael, now they had to go backwards a lot, and they saw that the Derech was going to be very hard for them. It was going to be a very hard journey. So it bothered them. And they started to complain against Hashem and against Moshe again. The next pasuk says, Vayedabruam Belokim, they spoke against Hashem, over Moshe and against Moshe, that Lomahel Yisunim Mitzrayim, how come he took us out of Mitzrayim, Lomos Ba'midbar, to die in the Midbar? Ki in Lechem, V'yei Mayim, we don't have bread, we don't have water. V'navshenu Kotzo B'lechem HaKloikol. And it bothers us, this bad bread that we have, that we were speaking bad about the mon, was bothering them, we didn't have any good food. And the Or HaChaim explained that even though they had food to eat, like they had the mon, and they had the Mayim, they had the Berner, they had the water, but the pshat was they were traveling a lot right now. And when you're traveling, you're working hard, you need better food to keep you going. It's not enough just to have the mun, which was light food, or the water to drink, which is light food. That doesn't stay in your stomach too long. That's good for people that take it easy. But now that they saw they have to travel a lot, so they started to complain against Hashem and against Moshe, what are we going to eat in the Midbar now? And then the Pasuk says that Vayishalach Hashem Bom, Hashem sent against the people, Eis Hanechoshim Hasrofim, Eis the burning serpents, Vayinashru Esom Vayomus, and they bit the people and they died, Amrov Yisrael, a lot of people died. Vayavu Emo Moshe, the people came to Moshe V'Yemru, they said they did tshuva now, and they said, Chotono, we did a chet. We spoke bad about Hashem Uvoch, and we also spoke bad about you, Moshe. He spalal al Hashem, so they asked Moshe, please daven to Hashem for us. The Yosem Yalernu es Hanochesh, take away the snake. By you spalal Moshe Badon, And we learn out from here that if somebody asks you to be Meichel him, right away you're supposed to be Meichel, like Moshe, right away daven to Hashem. And what did Hashem say? V'yomer Hashem al Moshe, Aseh lecha sorof, make for you a burning serpent, v'sim Moshe al neis, and put it upon a banner, for ho yakol har noshuch, v'ro oise v'choy, whoever was bitten by the snake. Or the Mefarsh Muslim Sidur Shalmi says, not only if you are bitten from the snake, but anybody had any type of a bite, even if a dog bit you, any type of a bite you had, if you'd look at this nochash now, you would live. And Vayas Moshe did nechash, nechashash Moshe made a serpent, made out of copper, Vayisimei Walonais, and he put it there on the banner, Vayim Noshach HaNochash, Esish Vihibet El It happened to anybody that was bit, now he looks at it, and he was able to live. This was the refuah by looking at this type of a nachash that Moshe Rabbeinu was put up. Like I said before, the Rishalmi says that you weren't only healed, somebody that got bit by this serpent here, but even if Neshichas Kelev, if a dog bit you, Afil Neshichas Nachash, he also got healed up. And according to this, Rashi answers very good, like really the Pasuk starts off to say, the end of Pasuk has said, of Yer Moshim Leish, Asher V'chas Afisim, Oysel Neis, V'hoi Yekol HaNorshach, V'ro Oysel V'choi. Whoever got bit, all you have to do is just look at it, and you'll get cured. So all you have to do is just look. A Maisuriyah means just to look. Then the next Pasuk says that Moshe made in Nechash Nechashus, and it says, "V'hoye in nosha hanochesh." If the snake bit you, esish v'hibit el nechash nechashes. Here it says v'hibit. Hibit means you have to stare, like look a longer time, and then you get cured. So the pasuk before says just to look and you get cured, and here it says v'hibit, you have to stare at it. So Rashi explained that if you were bit by a different case, by a dog, then if you just look a little bit, you get cured. But somebody was bit by this serpent, by this nochash, here you only got cured if you looked at it a long time. And then Rashi also brings down the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says, V'chi nechash meimis or nochash mechaya, is it the snake that kills or the snake that keeps us alive? Elo, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, that bizman shrei Yisrael mistaklen kal pei malo, when Klai Yisrael looks up to Hashem, and they put the heart to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hoyim misrapim. Then they were cured. V'yim lav, hoyim nimukim. And if not, then they would just get worse, they would just get sicker. So the Sfasermis is, like if so, what did there have to be a nachash altogether for? What did Moshe have to make the snake altogether for? They just should have looked up to Shemayim and would get their refuah. Now really, the Ramban here in the Sfasermis, where the Ramban says that the Chiddush here was that usually when somebody gets bit by a snake, if you look at the snake, it just makes you worse. And here our Kodesh Baruch Hu was the opposite way. If you looked at a snake, you got better. But Hashem makes us better through the Dover that made it, Hashem cures us. And this is to teach us that even though we're being Isaac and doing a refuah and doing something to cure us, we should know it's not really the refuah, the cure that's going to help us, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by looking at the Nochash, even though really it should have made us worse, here it was a Chiddush that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a refuah. So that's the Sfasemis answer. It's coming to teach us this Yisod, that even at times when we do take medicine, we have to realize it's not the medicine that's curing us, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is giving us the refuah. All right, we'll stop here.